אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי
בעל. We're reading in the books, the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 2, articles of Shamati, page 113, article number 69. First will be the correction of the world. You can watch the lesson on Cam.TV and ask questions there. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So again, the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 2, page 113, article 69. First will be the correction of the world. He said that first will be the correction of the world. Then there will be the complete redemption, the coming of the Messiah. This is the meaning of, and your eyes shall see your teacher, etc. And the whole earth shall be full of knowledge. This is the meaning of what he wrote, that first the interior of the worlds will be corrected, and subsequently the exterior of the worlds. But we must know that the correction of the externality of the worlds is a higher degree than the correction of the internality. And the root of Israel is from the internality of the worlds. This is the meaning of, for you are the least of all the peoples. However, by correcting the internality, the externality will be corrected too, though in small pieces. And the externality will be corrected each time until many pennies accumulate into a great sum, until all the externality is corrected. The main difference between the internality and the externality is, for example, when one performs a certain mitzvah, commandment, not all the organs agree to it. It is like a person who fasts. We say that only his internality agreed to with the fast, but his externality is feeling discomfort by the fast, since the body is always in opposition to the soul. Thus, the difference between Israel and the nations of the world should only be made concerning the soul, but concerning the body, they are the same, for the body of Israel, too, cares only for its own benefit. Hence, when individuals in the whole of Israel are corrected, the whole world will naturally be corrected. It follows that the nations of the world will be corrected to the extent that we correct ourselves. This is the meaning of what our sages said. Rewarded, he sentences himself and the whole world to the side of merit. They did not say he sentences the whole of Israel, but the entire world to the side of merit, meaning that the internality will correct the externality.
Questions? Meaning there's internality and externality. Galgalten enayim and achap. Galgalten enayim, or the internality, can correct the world. The achap is in a passive manner and awaits Galgalten enayim to be corrected, to correct him. Even though it raises the deficiency, but actually by this, the whole participation it has in the end of correction ends there. The Galgalta Enayim feels the deficiency of the Achap, also awakens the Achap on its own, and also the Achap can work in awakening itself towards the Galgalta Enayim, but eventually the Galgalta Enayim are connected to the upper light and pass the light of the correction through them to the Achap, to the nations of the world. That is the whole matter of internality and externality. We will see this in our corrections that we are now are about to feel and see in the world. And that's why we need to understand that the work is ours, and to the extent in which we correct ourselves, the nations of the world will awaken and connect and be able to receive the corrections, and this is how it will happen. We will work together until everyone will connect to one circle, to a place where there's no difference in it, between internality and externality, Galgalta Enayim and Achap, all as one unit.
In the human body, there's the body and there's the head, and it's clear that the head controls the body.
Yes.
In the world, it's totally concealed, this connection that there is Israel and the nations of the world, and some are head and some are body.
Where do you have Israel in the world? You don't. Where do you have a group that can function as the broadcaster, the matchmaker between the whole ego of the world to the upper light? Where do you have such a group? Not yet. We need to build that.
In the book, when we learned the history and saw how things evolved, it seemed like Israel, this part that at some point functioned like the head, didn't understand the importance of what they were doing. They became more and more corrupted, which eventually led to what we see today.
Yes, well, so on.
So, where's this connection? Why isn't it revealed?
In your heart, the connection is there. Only this connection is a very delicate connection in order to give you the possibility for free choice. Otherwise, you won't be an Adam. Otherwise, you'll be a beast. Not a beast, but a holy beast, an angel, in which also the upper providence is not interested in. You're not similar to the Creator by that. Similar to the Creator is that you have choice and the greatest evil inclination and the good inclination upon it, which is the greatest. That's it. Otherwise, no. What is there to talk about here? And you are, until the end of correction, constantly in this increasing free choice. There's no righteous in the land that has not done good before he sinned. And in such a way, you will advance. Therefore, those claims are claims of small ones. Okay? There's the permanent ones that... Yeah.
Каким образом во времена храмов Израиль влияли на народы мира своим объединением?
In what way during when there was the temple did Israel give connection to the world?
I don't know. I don't care about that right now. And also, I don't want to even go into that. It's not relevant. That's philosophy.
He writes here in the article that when Israel correct themselves, it influences the nations of the world. And that's an example when we say that connection between Israel.
That when there was a connection amongst the people, good, of the people of Israel, there were good relations with the nations of the world around. Yes, that's clear. But to go into all kinds of comparisons in history and like this and like that, in what layer they were correcting the general kli of Adam HaRishon and later, it's not to the point. What does that have to do with us right now? Let's go. Yes.
He writes that when we correct the externality is corrected too. So if a person suffers from some problem outside and he increases the connection with us, does that mean that his external problem will be solved?
I don't know. That's a general system. It's not done kind of like that. Oh, this hurts. This is the medicine. That hurts. Okay, there's a medicine for it. We are in the general end of correction. Therefore, those things can't occur in such a way that you think that where you're acting according to what is revealed as bad. We need to come closer to the general correction.
Baal HaSulam writes here that we should distinguish between Israel and the nations of the world only in the soul, but in the body they are the same. Can you explain it?
What is there to open here? You're more of an egoist than the others, and therefore through the body, you're like, in the value of the body, you're like everyone, even worse. But in the soul, meaning in the connection with the Creator, you are that spark that's in you works more than it does in others. And that's why he belongs to the nations of the world and you to Israel, meaning he will awaken and will also be Yashar Kel, but not now, let's say, maybe in 10 years. That's it. So in the values of the body, everyone's equal, they're all egoists and shattered and broken. And only in the value of the soul, meaning the connection to the Creator through the spark, it's different. And that's why it's called Yashar Kel, according to the fact that he's drawn towards that connection with the Creator, and the other isn't. Altogether, it's a matter of the state, a matter of time. Because eventually, everyone will be Yashar Kel. They will all come to the correction and adhesion. Only for the time being. Where is it written about it being for the time being? We are moving to article the peace.
We'll move to the article the peace in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1. Move on to the next part of the lesson and sing a song first.
שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולק ואין נרו שלו כנר חברו צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים להעיר לבבות רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה אבל יחד יהיה לכם קומה של קדושה רק בינינו נדליק את אור האהבה לשלבת גדולה שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולם ונרו שלו כנר חברו צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה אבל יחד תהיה לכם קומה של קדושה